My name's Hope.
Please tell a story of a place that is important to you. Give a picture of what it's like to be there.
The town was quiet, no sirens or car horns to be heard. In fact, there were barely any cars on the road after about 6 p.m. We passed through the neighborhoods in anticipation, knowing the three-hour journey is almost over. There it is, tucked in the corner of a dead end, the yellow house stands. It's smaller than I remember it. On top of a hill, with the grass always mowed perfectly, it looks out on the neighbors. We see, as we pull in the driveway, the garage opens. They have been watching the window for our arrival. As we pull in the garage, my sister and I look at each other like we know what's going to happen next. Sure enough, girls, help me carry everything in one trip, then one of you take the dog out. Grudgingly, we comply. We have to put our shoes back on that were taken off way earlier in the trip. The door opens as we get to the top of the step. And on cue, like usual, I hear my grandparents' signature greetings. Somehow I'm convinced I'm welcome. We walk inside, and I am immediately hit with the smell of something baking mixed with the smell of home, whatever that means. Before we are even fully inside, Grandpa is already going on about how we need to shut the door tightly, as if we don't remember the other 400 times he reminded us of this. Tell me what's new. A key line I'm sure many grandchildren or even a child has heard. For some reason, this house is the only place I feel like I could truly respond to this question. Maybe for once not answer with a generic not much. I want to share the chaos that has gone on in my life since the last time I have been to this house, but now is not the time. I will find the time later. For now, we state the facts, school, work, and how our dog is doing. This house I am standing in has been the only consistent house all my life. I have moved too many times to count, but this house remains the same. Maybe that's why it feels like home. Now it's time to see what's baking. It's always good no matter what. It all is always what you want even before you knew you wanted it. How do grandmas do that? The evening moves along, and already I found myself counting on the days until I have to go back to reality, back to the big city where no one truly cares about the way they do there. I don't know what I typed. She really cares about you. Oh, that's what I meant.
Are you sure you are finished recording?
Sure.
Yes?
I don't care.